Second, Russia's war against Ukraine and Europe continues just as hard as before. And this summer will be a moment when Putin decides what to do next, expand the war or move to diplomacy, and we must push him toward diplomacy. Russia has announced a May 9 parade in Moscow without military equipment. If that happens, it will be the first time in many, many years they cannot afford military equipment, and they fear drones may buzz over Red Square. This is telling. It shows they are not strong now.
This is my video update on this Monday afternoon, May the 4th, coming to you from Nicosia, Cyprus. Let's talk about some news. And what a Monday morning. What a Monday morning of news. Coming from the Middle East, from the war against Iran, we had some news early this morning that the Iranian military had fired two missiles at a U.S. Navy warship. And we were waiting for some sort of a statement from the U.S. military. Two missiles hitting a U.S. Navy warship in the region. Huge news, if true. And then we get a statement from U.S. CENTCOM saying that no missiles had hit a U.S. Navy ship. Then we get a statement from Iran, I believe from Iranian media. And the original reports about the two missiles hitting the U.S. warship was from Iranian media. But we get another statement, another message from Iran, which claimed that Iran had fired two warning missiles at a U.S. Warship. And then we get a statement from the U.S. military that two U.S.-flagged merchant vessels made it through the Strait of Hormuz. They are out of Hormuz and in the clear on their way to their destination. So that's a roundup of everything that happened this morning. We either had no missiles fired at a U.S. Ship, or we did indeed have some sort of warning shots fired. It doesn't look like a U.S. Ship was hit. And then we get the American flagged ships that made it through Hormuz, the merchant vessels that made it through. Interesting progression of events, huh? Something going down. Something going down in Hormuz. So all of this followed the Trump announcement of Project Freedom? Operation Freedom or Project Freedom? One second. Operation Freedom, I think. Project Freedom. Yeah, Trump announced Project Freedom. You can have my life, but you will never take my freedom. What movie is that from? Oh, come on. Come on. What's wrong with this light? All right, we're going to cross without the help of the light. It's going to be dangerous, but we will make it. And we will do it as we deliver the news. So yeah, Trump posts on Truth Social that Project Freedom is starting up. And Trump positioned it as a humanitarian project. Basically, the U.S. military, or at least the initial reports, were that the U.S. military was going to escort ships out of Hormuz. Actually going into Hormuz and escorting the ships out. That's what the initial media reports were claiming. And that was false, fictitious. No such thing was going to happen with Project Freedom. It was later clarified and revealed that the U.S. Navy would instruct ships on getting out of Hormuz. They were going to act as consultants. Hormuz consultants. And they would basically tell ships what the best path is to try and get out of Hormuz, where they can avoid the mines, and just try to instruct various ships that have been locked in Hormuz for many weeks as to how to get out, to try and escape from Hormuz. So that was the clarification on Project Freedom, and the IRGC said, no ships will pass. There will be no advising ships as to how to get through Hormuz, at least ships that do not get our permission to leave Hormuz and pay the toll. They will not be making it out of Hormuz. That is what the IRGC said. And all of this was, according to Trump, a humanitarian mission, a humanitarian operation that would benefit Iran, benefit the U.S., benefit the region, benefit the world. That is what Trump said in a very lengthy and long Truth Social post. He talked about how these ships have done nothing wrong. They've done absolutely nothing wrong. They're stuck in Hormuz, no fault of their own. And so Project Freedom was all about getting these ships out, advising these ships how to get out, not even escorting them out, just advising them how to get out. Go straight, turn a little right. Up, there's a mine over there. Turn a little left. Keep on going straight. You're all good. Okay, you're out. And then we had, after Trump announced Project Freedom, we had reports which claimed that the Iran military, the IRGC, actually hit some tankers. UK MTO reports that an oil tanker was hit by unknown projectiles in the Strait of Hormuz. Nothing visible on AIS, which means the tanker tried to cross the strait illegally without authorization from the IRGC. Yeah, so looks like some tankers started to take the U.S.'s advice and tried to get out of Hormuz, and the IRGC said, no pasa, you will not pass. We also have a map that was released by Iran, a map of Hormuz, a modified, updated map, which highlights the new area that is controlled by the Iran military. It's a pretty big area that they control. They basically have the UAE locked in. So they published that as well. So I think that's everything that happened this morning. Of course, the price of oil with the announcement of Project Freedom, the price of oil went under 100. And then with the announcement of the missiles possibly hitting a warship, and then the missiles did not hit a warship, and they were just warning shots, the price of oil went back up. So oil has been going up and down. And I read an article which claimed that someone made a $760 million bet, a short, on oil, right after, minutes after, or minutes before Trump announced Project Freedom. So someone made some big money. I have not been able to confirm this report, but I did read it on on social media, on X. So there we are with the news of the Middle East. Let's talk about, is there any more news coming out from the region? No, that's it. That's the latest at the time of recording this video. Let's talk about the EU cool kids, the globalist cool kids, because we're also talking about Mark Carney and 008 Keir Starmer, all the globalist Collective West cool kids, not US President Trump. He's not a cool kid. They all arrived in Yerevan, in Armenia, along with Le Goblin there, with the Green Goblin. And they are in Armenia for some sort of EU conference. I forgot the name of the conference, the EU Political Community Conference or something like that. Every couple of days, they have a conference, right? And this one's a big one because all the cool kids arrived into Yerevan. Macron is in Yerevan. Armenia is a very important country for France, a big Armenian diaspora in France, a big Armenian diaspora in the United States, a big Armenian diaspora in Russia, a big Armenian diaspora in Cyprus as well. And anyway, Macron was seen jogging in Yerevan. Actually, no. The exact path that he took as he was jogging in Yerevan. I have walked those streets many times and I've done many videos from where little Napoleon was jogging. Anyway, they are in Armenia. The main reason they're there, forget the conference and all of that nonsense. The main reason they're there is because there are going to be elections in the first week of June, I believe, in Armenia. And Pashinyan, he needs a boost. He needs to show that he is a member of the cool kids, so he can do well in the upcoming elections. I believe we're talking about parliament elections, but anyway, they're there to show support for Pashinyan, who is on a path towards the EU and NATO. Pashinyan has chosen the fate of Armenia, the destiny of Armenia, and he has chosen the European Union and NATO. what a crazy choice. As the EU and NATO are going bust, he chooses that now is the time to join the EU and NATO. And now is the time for Armenia to join the European Union and NATO. Good timing there, bro. Bro Pashinyan. Let me enter the losers club. No, just kidding. The winners club. NATO are a bunch of winners. The EU, bunch of winners. Anyway, Armenia, just joking around. Armenia is on a path to the European Union and NATO. Armenia's been doing pretty well. Their economy's been doing pretty well. I did a show with Alexander on Armenia, on Russia and Armenia. And he pointed out that Armenia has been doing pretty good. But the main reason it's been doing well, and I've seen this from being in Armenia, on the ground in Armenia, is because of its trade with Russia. Its business investment and its trade with Russia has really boosted Armenia and the Armenian economy, Armenian real estate, Armenian investment. Geography is destiny, right? Isn't that what they say? And well, Russia has really given a big boost to Armenia, a lot of business and trade investment between the two countries, but now Armenia is going to tell Russia, thank you, no thank you. We are not interested anymore, and we're choosing the EU-NATO route. And we know what that's going to do to Armenia and Armenia's economy. It is going to absolutely sink Armenia and Armenia's economy, but so be it. Anyway, the main reason they're there is to support Pashinyan, the leaders, but they're also there to try and get Armenia to get on board with sanctioning Russia. And they're also there to talk about Project Ukraine and to give support to Le Goblin Vert. Le Goblin Vert is always traveling. He is all over the world. He's everywhere, except in Kiev. That's the one place where you will not find Le Goblin Vert. You will not find him in Kiev. So Le Gobelin there, he said that May 9th victory day, there could be drones hitting Moscow. He threatened Russia. The Europeans, the collective West, they're very, very confident about everything that's happening with their proxy war against Russia. They're very confident about everything that's going on with the drone manufacturing, with the drone strikes into Russia. And Le Gobelin Vert, he issued a threat to Russia. Basically, his threat was either you agree to diplomacy, or we're going to possibly maybe strike you on May 9th, hit the Victory Day parade with our drones. And when he means diplomacy, when he talks about Russia engaging in diplomacy and stuff like that, what Le Gobelin Vert is actually saying is that he expects Russia to surrender. Surrender, or we're going to send drones into your parade. This summer will be the moment when Putin will decide what to do next, expand the war or shift to a diplomatic path, and we must push him towards diplomacy, Zelensky stated. Zelensky also said that Ukrainian drones may fly over the parade in Moscow on May 9th. The forum is the European Political Community Summit. Not a forum, it's a summit. I don't know what the difference is. By the way, forum, summit, event, conference. The European Political Community hosted in Yerevan for the first time. So Keir Starmer, check this out. Check this out. 008 Keir Starmer wants to get in on the 90 billion euro gift loan to Ukraine. They call it a loan. Everyone else knows it's a gift because Ukraine doesn't have to pay it back and there is no interest. And so it's a gift. It's a 90 billion gift. Anyway, Keir Starmer wants to get in on some of that action. Yep, he wants to give some money to Le Gobelin Vert. He wants to be part of the 90 billion, according to Keir Starmer. And this was what he said. It is going to be good for jobs in the UK. If the UK gives money to Ukraine as part of the 90 billion, keep in mind the 90 billion is an EU gift to Ukraine. But anyway, the UK and Keir Starmer, they absolutely want to reverse Brexit and get closer to the EU. Look at that, Ant. They want to get closer to the European Union. That's one of Keir Starmer's main objectives. He's saying that being part of the 90 billion will help the UK reintegrate with the European Union, but mostly it's about jobs. If the UK gives money to Le Gobelin Vert, it is going to create jobs. So let's give some money to Le Gobelin Vert. Of course, what the Starmer is getting at is that 60 billion of the 90 billion that is earmarked for Ukraine goes to the military industrial complex. And so Keir Starmer is basically making the case that if the UK gets involved, then they'll give money to Ukraine. It will go through the washing machine, down the toilets, and come right back out to the UK, to the UK MIC for weapons manufacturing. That's pretty much what Keir Starmer is getting at. So he'll discuss everything in Yerevan with his buddies, his globalist buddies. Anything to get out of London. We have the trial going on, don't we? What's going on with the trial with the teenagers or young adults? Allegedly, they were escorts who decided to burn some of Starmer's cars or property or whatever's going on there. What is happening with the trial? Anyone have any news? The UK media is not covering any of it. I haven't been able to really follow up on it. I haven't found anything on it. I haven't seen any social media posts or anything about the trial. Is it still going on? Anyway, good time for Starmer to make his way to Yerevan, get out of London. So CNN, they posted an article talking about some palace intrigue. palace intrigue happening at the Kremlin, inside the walls of the Kremlin. And according to, CNN, Putin's security has been tightened. There are fears about assassination. There are fears about a coup. The drone strikes have caused anger and some chaos. The economic situation, according to CNN, is also in a bad state. And so Putin is in hiding. The Kremlin's concerned about some sort of plot. And so CNN put all of this together in an article. And where is CNN getting this information from? They are getting it from European intelligence. And according to CNN, European intelligence, they put together this report and they are passing it around to the big media companies, and they're revealing their findings as to what's happening inside the Kremlin, what they believe is happening inside the Kremlin. Unsettled Kremlin tightens security around Putin amid assassinations and coup fears, Intel report says. The Kremlin has dramatically increased the personal security around President Putin, installing surveillance systems in the homes of close staffers as part of new measures prompted by a wave of assassinations of top Russian military figures and fears of a coup, according to a report from a European intelligence agency obtained by CNN. You know, the article talks about Valdai. It mentions the assassination attempt on Putin, trying to hit Valdai with drones. I thought that was an interesting part to the article, an interesting bit of this report. Almost as if they want to admit that there was an assassination attempt on Putin at Valdai, and the Trump administration, the United States, the collective West was actually behind it, not Ukrainian drones. That's what it felt like as I was going through this article. They didn't quite get there, but I understood it as the report, as European intelligence saying, yeah, we got off the phone with Putin. Trump got off the phone with Putin, and we sent some drones into Valdai to try and take him out. And ever since Valdai, the Kremlin has been a bit freaked out over assassination attempts. Look, the assassination attempts on Putin are real. I mean, if you look at everything the Trump administration has been doing over the past 6 months, with decapitation strikes, assassinating negotiators, kidnapping presidents, Valdai, absolutely, there should be concern for the life, the safety of the Russian president, of any president or any prime minister or leader that, for some reason, the Trump administration or the United States, the collective West, is not happy with. So yeah, the assassination attempts are absolutely something that should cause the Kremlin lots of concern. The whole coup thing is nonsense. You know it's nonsense because the CNN article says that the official that wants to coup Putin is Sergei Shoigu, which is just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. As far as the Russian economy goes, I mean, Shoigu and Putin are like super good friends. So anyway, that was just nonsense. But the whole stuff about the economy is also nonsense. We did another video with Alexander on the Duran, and we do a deep dive into the Russian economy. And actually, the Russian economy is doing very well with the price of oil now. Very, very well. So forget about all that Russian economy nonsense. But the final paragraph of this article, and I'll wrap it up, is the main message from European intel, from the collective West. It's the last paragraph. You have to read the whole thing, and then you get to the last paragraph to actually understand what they're getting at. And I'm just going to read you the final paragraph. It is rare for Western intelligence agencies to leak detailed accounts of confidential deliberations by hostile actors, likely obtained from human or electronic sources, both of which risk compromise if exposed. Yet, Its release may reflect a bid by European officials to seize upon a hope that critics have argued has long been their sole strategy to defeat Russia in Ukraine, to wait for an internal collapse. It's an amazing paragraph. CNN is admitting that the only strategy, the soul, it actually uses the word soul, the soul strategy to defeat Russia, the only way they're going to defeat Russia is if they somehow engineer or get through luck or something an internal collapse, a coup, something like that. The hope strategy. That's all they have left. And they just admit it. And when they talk about the Western intelligence, they're saying the European intel that gave them this report is basically admitting that their sole strategy to defeat Russia is for an internal collapse. That is what European intel, whatever that means, once again, what does European intel mean? CIA, MI6, right? When they say European intel, that's what they really mean. The only strategy to win this war against Russia is an internal collapse. An amazing admission. So let's get to some more admissions from BlackRock Mertz. Yup, BlackRock Mertz is now kissing Daddy Trump's butt. he is kissing some behind BlackRock Mertz. Yep, the United States is and will remain Germany's most important partner in the North Atlantic Alliance. We share a common goal. Iran must not be allowed to acquire nuclear weapons. Yeah, Mertz was making the round on German media, and he was talking about Iran and how Iran must not get a nuclear weapon. They must not have any uranium. He was just basically parroting everything that Trump says. He was just repeating it. And he made a point to go around German media and make it known that he is in full agreement and fully aligned with U.S. President Trump. And of course, he had to post it on X as well. The U.S. is the most important partner for Germany. Mertz also talked about the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Germany, and he said it's no big deal. He said it's a big, giant, nothing burger. I will not give up on transatlantic relations. I will not give up on working with Donald Trump. What we're hearing now is not new. It's just more dramatic. The U.S. regularly relocates its troops worldwide. There are still over 30,000 American soldiers in Germany. Don't worry. We still have 30,000 American soldiers in Germany. That's a good thing, everybody, to have those 30,000 U.S. soldiers in our territory, on our land. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. No need to worry about 5,000 soldiers leaving Germany. Yep, he said, I will not give up on the transatlantic relations. I will not give up on working with Donald Trump. I will not give up on working with you, Donald. I can't quit you, Donald. I can't quit you. I will not give up on you. You complete me, Donald. So that was Mertz. Oh, Mertz also was whining and complaining about social media. He's still complaining about mean tweets, mean posts, and mean comments on social media. But his latest statements put a nice twist to it. He said, Mertz on hate comments about him on social media, he says, it harms the mood of society more than it harms me personally. I deliberately avoid it, especially when it becomes really ugly. I don't complain. I have to accept that this exists. Got it, everybody? It harms the mood of society more than it harms me personally. So all of the mean posts about Mertz, it's just bad for German society. Doesn't bother Mertz at all, you know? He tries to avoid it. He doesn't really read the comments. He doesn't read the replies on X. Doesn't do any of that stuff. He's more concerned about the mood that it will create in Germany, the fact that some people, anonymous, that's the
That's the important part, that anonymous people are posting bad things about him. It's going to cause the mood in Germany to suffer. Got to find those anonymous accounts. Got to turn those anonymous accounts into real name accounts. No more anonymous accounts. That's the main message from BlackRock Mertz. So yeah, he's still whining and complaining about mean posts. So let's do a clown world, and we can wrap up today's video. Do I have any other news, any breaking news? Did I cover everything? I think I got it all. Today's clown world, once again, we go to Trump Truth Social. Once again, Trump is posting some bizarre stuff on Truth Social. Not as crazy as his winning on repeat, on a loop, winning. Not as crazy or weird as that. But he posted an image, and the White House has also posted this image, of himself holding cards. I have all the cards. The interesting part about this image, why so many people are talking about this image, is because these cards are Uno cards. Uno. Weird. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Why are you holding Uno cards? Those are Uno cards, right? I think so. Yeah. Anonymous on X posted in reply to this message, this image from the White House. If you have all the cards and you're playing Uno, you're losing, you effing. Oh my God. Yeah, you guys can read what Anonymous said there. Uno cards. Why not a regular deck of cards when you're putting this meme together, when you're putting the prompt into AI? Did you actually type into AI, I want President Trump holding Uno cards with the text, I have all the cards underneath? That doesn't make any sense at all. Anyway, there's all kinds of memes and replies to this post on X from Trump. And I think I will leave it there. That is the video for today. I didn't say like, share, subscribe. Like, share, subscribe. If you're watching from your mobile device, hype this video, hit that hype button, and go to the Durant Shop, pick up some merch, like what I'm wearing today. Check us out on Substack as well. And I will see everyone tomorrow. Take care. Cat sticks, 95% extra meaty. All right, let's open these things up. Come here, my friend. Let's see if you like the cat stick. You want a cat stick? There you go. 95% extra meaty.